BFBS,
the Forces Station.
What do you think it is about the films that people love?
Oh, so many things, aren't there? So many great things about the Indiana Jones movies. We love the escapism. We love the adventure. We love the mystery. I love the idea of all this buried treasure, if you like, all these buried secrets waiting to be unearthed that hold mysterious powers. That's a fascinating idea, that there are all these things we don't know about all around us that someone like Indiana Jones is out to excavate or save in some way or another. I love the idea that you can have like a college professor, a college lecturer, who's also an action adventurer, who has this double life, who seems quite boring to his students, but actually is very dashing and daring and is a real action hero. So there are so many things going on in those films. They're real tributes to Hollywood as well. I think Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, the guys who really created the franchise, made them as a tribute to old-fashioned action-adventure movies and westerns. And I think there's a bit of James Bond in there as well, that kind of idea of globe-trotting and saving the world. So there's a lot going on in those movies. They're fun, they're frothy, but there's a lot going on in them.
In a way, it actually made archaeology cool, didn't it?
They did. I think there's stories of interest in archaeology and people taking up archaeology courses rising rapidly during the 80s after Indiana Jones became successful. It's like people going into the US Navy after Top Gun came out. So it really did make it cool and sexy. There are some archaeologists who would say, yeah, don't believe everything in the Indiana Jones movies. Our lives are not really like that. But it certainly did reawaken an interest in it. But, you know, it's fantasy. There is a down-to-earth quality about it, but ultimately it's fantasy. And a lot of the films, of course, end up going into quite science fiction realms, really. Certainly fantastical realms by the end of the movies. So they're not the most realistic. But I do think that Indiana Jones is a very down-to-earth character, even in amongst all that fantasy. We love his down-to-earth quality. That gag in Raiders of the Lost Ark, where you've got the swordsman doing all the flashy moves in the marketplace and he just shoots him, that's classic Indiana Jones. Down-to-earth, no nonsense, no messing about. And that's a lovely quality.
And that's the thing, I think, you know, yes, it is this action adventure, but there is a little bit of comedy in there as well. But what I didn't realise is that the first three films in the Indiana Jones franchise, they've all won Oscars. So hopefully we can expect big things from the latest instalment. Number five we're on now.
Like you said, a lot of the movies have been award winners, because if you think about the action, the spectacle, the effects, the costumes, all those things, I mean, it's top dollar stuff. It's really top draw stuff. So they might not have won Best Actor or Best Picture, but they've certainly won a lot of the craft awards, because they are immaculately crafted, immaculately made movies. And again, that's part of the joy. We're talking about why we love the Indiana Jones films. They feel like spectacles. They feel like events. They feel like a big deal. Steven Spielberg's so good at that, isn't he? Making a big summer blockbuster that feels like a big deal.
There's no other film out there quite like Indiana Jones. So do you think it's a bit like Star Wars, where there's just no point in trying to take it on?
Yeah, I think so. And of course, it's the same guy behind them, George Lucas, behind Star Wars and behind Indiana Jones. There are definite connections there, not least Harrison Ford being in both of them. Other films have tried, and around the time of Raiders of the Lost Ark in the early 80s, there were definitely attempts to give make other franchises. There was some King Solomon's Mines with Richard Chamberlain. There was High Road to China with Tom Selleck, who was originally going to be playing Indiana Jones. So there were other films around that time that tried to capture the spirit of Indiana Jones, didn't do them so well. Even more recently, though, with National Treasure, the Nick Cage movies, and of course there's a spin-off TV show, with the Da Vinci Code movies, the Dan Brown stories, they've all got nods to Indiana Jones there, and I think they do them to varying degrees of success. But ultimately, there's only one Indiana Jones, and what Harrison Ford brings to that role, no one else can really recreate.
So tell me, what's your favourite Indiana Jones film? Because mine is definitely The Last Crusade, particularly at the end. You know, he's on this massive journey to, you know, try and save his dad. Ultimately, at the end, he goes to Jordan, which looks incredible. You just want to do all this traveling after. But what's your favorite film?
I agree, Natasha. We're on the same page with this one. I feel it has pretty much everything in it. Of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark, as the first one, has the novelty factor, if you like. It sets out the Indiana Jones world for the first time. But with this third one, with Last Crusade, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas really threw everything at that movie, didn't they? I love the revolving doors, and I love the tank chase, and the rats everywhere, and Elsa Schneider, who's fantastic, played by Alison Doody, and of course Sean Connery. How can we forget Sean Connery playing Henry Jones Sr., Indy's dad? Then of course we've got River Phoenix in a flashback scene playing young Indiana Jones. So it really did feel like they threw everything at that movie to make it spectacular, to make it fun, to give it so much energy, and it really works. So I'm going to go with that one as my favourite, Last Crusade.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We definitely got to check out these films, and the new one particularly.
An absolute pleasure. Cheers, Natasha.
BFBS, the Forces Station.